Saput nalukak put irudigilugo naka kademan naksik man kinyak tuik madakani cipala akun tema fishing wildlife kuduni kangemnya agilak madu ubani aglawing mi inyuwek pasan ngecuk man ruro nak tu naka pinya suwisa kademat yelak doni dam nede nalak mi dat nasarak alak ya suno wadari ilating mirakak darak so idwa suwit nariga wadaku kabani hat napta ting misu dit apai inuel la bak tu ting mi rak tu te ma tu tunik to duk si apta ut nang nak sa la ari bet te ma ting misu dit ting mi rak tu lu ting tat pa bung sa ru khimak ti te rak tu ki se ma de angi nyen la khayak tu te ma te ma ko na la mi lu abang nga state tamin nag rul hinyanik tro pin nya ga ni rak tu nik it na sa la mi ka tamat ko nutkhak tiluwich ubadaku ichani midwing me khanittunga a tingmi su raq olirsi qama tingmi su raqtunga nikinik ilat mi agi digalaqtut aglan nagdwich inyuge luqtut nami de nikinget na inyuge labaqtut this summer agirsot nalar mit how many planes day that khabunga hatchak to akhluding tamat ko ukhak rak tu don rit kalak pat kak nu na khira ni nalar mit mat ko da na trophy nga trophy nyang ni ra hi nyak luding nag rudigun agarak tot nutkhak tin lira la luwich pisuk kalar nirit kaptuq tamat ko ami ubagut nirisuk lu kaptuit na kinyak luwich agi roktot tamat ko pikuti kalar nirit minirit ka isumatit ke may nyugayik tula galak tot puyuh lalik tuit ka aglantap ko ko dagirin lakmit kaptuq takko kitun ulukadak kitun rakak tugut land claim mak tak dan rilok tonik suli dam ni 1991 tikin nyak pan kangir silo dan rilgo bo na tamat ko nunaligat tak sakak tang na nyak patigit nakapinyan rin nyak patigit dam ni ba kangir simalo dan rilgo. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you, Myrna. Myrna is also quite good in English, and I just told her to go ahead and say it in English also. Myrna Tickett stated that she was not home at the time that everyone was filling out applications for allotments. So she does not know whether she benefited or lose out in that in having not gotten an allotment. And also 1971, she was always been very concerned because her children were born after 1971, and they were always coveted those that do receive dividend checks. And she tried to explain to them as best she can as to the implications of how the Claims Act goes. And she also stated that right now she's gotten to appreciate the land where her forefathers also traveled and hunted and did subsistence hunting and fishing and gotten to know some of the land and do enjoy it at the present time. And when the area do get close sometimes in the future, you know, will we begin to boil then within just the claims area right here in the area of Selwick? What are the implications of those? And she also commented on the fish and wildlife. She would like to convey this to all of you that if you do hear of anyone calling for meetings, try to attend those meetings. She said just not too long ago, Fish and Wildlife called for a meeting here, and there were only two or three of them in attendance, and she did comment to the person that was here that so it was you that was flying around scaring the caribou. She stated that while she was upriver, every time they sighted some caribou, they would begin to go to those caribou to hunt, just to find, just to see a plane coming by and spooking those caribou and chasing them away. And also, lost my train of thought. She also stated that this summer there's been quite a few trophy hunters hunting in our area, and every once in a while she'd come over to the airport, since she lived right close to the airport, to meet the plane. And she've seen quite a few hunters, sport hunters, coming into this area, and quite a few more so this summer. And she said some of them would bring the meat for their trophy catches, but she said sometimes there would be more horns than there would be meat. She wondered what they did with all the meat that was caught, and that was some of her concern. How is it that something can be done about this? So, Suleim, yeah, please.
Maybe I could just mention a couple of things about ANCSA that you should bear in mind. Back in 1971, ANCSA was a breakthrough for Native people, not only in Alaska but also in other countries, because you did receive $962.5 million and 44 million acres of land, and Native people in other countries have used the Alaskan settlement and the amount of money and the land area that was involved as a precedent. So they feel that it was a breakthrough. There was a suggestion earlier that some of those Native leaders who had been involved back in 1971 could have gotten a better deal. But the trouble is that back in 1971, Congress was determined to pass a land claims law, and Native leaders just had to do the best they could. ANCSA also meant that you have these corporations, and some of them are making money. You have one here, Nana, that is making money, and lots of corporations, of course, around the state don't make any money, and people don't get dividends, and they feel that they got nothing out of the land claims. Here in your region, you have a corporation that pays dividends, and Native people are learning how to run businesses. And finally, under this land claim settlement, you have been able to keep the land for the last 13 years, and that's important. In other countries where they have had land claim settlements since 1971, they have said to their governments, well, look at Alaska. They got a lot of money and they got a lot of land. And in that sense, they've used your settlement as a model. But in other respects, they have said, no, we don't like the Alaskan model. In other countries, Native people have said, we don't want shareholders' corporations where you can sell your shares after 20 years. So they have rejected that idea in other countries. They have also asked their governments to agree that they will not tax subsistence lands at any time in the future, and their governments have agreed to that. And they have also insisted that the children should participate so that the land will be passed on from one generation to the next down through the years. And you might bear in mind that it isn't just in other countries that these settlements have been made since 1971. There was a settlement made with the people of Maine, the native people of the state of Maine, in 1980. And they rejected the principal features of ANCSA, and Congress passed it and said, okay, you don't want shareholders corporations, you don't have to have them. And they have thus created a precedent that you yourselves might use if you decide to go back to Congress and ask that ANCSA be changed. Well, I hope that isn't too complicated, but there are some good sides of ANCSA and some bad sides, and these people in other countries have come to Anchorage to tell us what they've been doing about their land claims, and some of their experience, I think, will be helpful to you.
Wona, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, Kangit Khanagla, 1971 me. Tepko, Taptumuna, Sakutikakto, Teptumani Ublumi, Sopaya Kang Siral Henyalu, Pisimet Kalorat, Aglan, Teptumani, Isumatigirak Sarat Mik Putok, Amane, Congress me, Isumatat, Tetnasimi Kangi Ruxola Pair Hotting, Pilhat, Asi Pitoktila Hotting, Nakurni Ruranganik Tetna, Pinyak Takal Hat Teptumani Ublumi, Isumatigirak Sarikpok, Wa. Nakul Kenyarone, Ulukagun Tamna, Tape to Money, Savang Rog and Rick Kalortok, Aglan, Nakur or Nakurnikak Mik, Tok Tate Natun, Ulukaun, Kangsimanet Kalahoni, it Kalahoni, as easily Tape to Money, Kanginikman, Corporation Ruxop Lone, Injector Roxoli, Tate Nova Ilhan, Ublupak, Corporation Kartit Katiut, as he wa in Yupari Kabut, Tate Nap Business Lurich, wa. Ulukading Tetna Corporation to go Alaska May one maninyak two routing in the pinyak locked a glan one corporation titni tetna maninyak torakto tetna share up tigunli maninyak titoraktaut asi sule nuna pekotigip lugu uwa nuna kaktit kati nuna pesik sagalomin in name okotik samik. Asi sule nakurni migasule iliktirutok lugu tep to money kang solhani 1971 me. Atlet nunakit tok, tetna, kawamak mignon, ingilat yaksimap me, tetna simik tok, pekau huting. Asi sulu, tamna, ulukan tetna, iliktiru tutogalok kanin, olang ni sogalok kanin, ilangisa sulu, tetna malego sungat nagu, aglan, su nagui kakting tetna, nalok soklu, tetna nagori kating tamatko, tetna igip lugit sulu, tetna nagui kating piksit lugit. Atlani nunakini, tetna, itkalorkani, amaguk, United States miptok, men mi amanit, 1980 mi tetna miptok, Settlement Act, tetna tu mi claims akakotin, watamatko lokating, nakulkainyakotin, tetna pinrit kalortut, aglan, nakurnikak mi tetna runtok, asi, tamna, Claims Act, atlop nuni amani men mi itok, ilik tirutigi, yuminyak paluk mi putgok. Tetna isumatigi raksakit mi ikput tape to take to money ublume similiayuni mana in richok asi at lorud ublupak take to manga ublume 20 years ago tamana isumatik sakput tetna itman uwa so simmexonayuni itman so paya nakul khanyaroni in rich kalor khanin nakurnikalka tamana isumatigi lugo tamna kangik siligo aglan piraksakit ikpuk tetna itman tamna kotigi ralaka tap to muna claims act kun itta.
Well, what I'm going to suggest is this: maybe we should stop for a break for lunch now, and There are apples back here, and if you want to just have some apples, you're welcome. And we'll start again at 1 o'clock if our interpreter is here. He's the key man in this operation. and we are supposed to go to Tyonic for a meeting, so we want to leave by 3 if we can. That means that if we come back at 1 o'clock, we should be able to carry on for 2 hours and hear anybody else who wants to speak, because I do want everybody to have a chance to speak. So feel free to stay here and have some apples if you like, or if you're going home for lunch, please feel free to come back. And anybody else who wants to come this afternoon is certainly welcome. And if you have things you want to say that you forgot to say this morning, please feel free to say them this afternoon. So we'll adjourn now till 1 o'clock. And thanks to all of you who spoke this morning. It was very helpful. And thanks to you, Roland. You were very helpful.
Well, this is something that is very important. And of course, we've been very busy here.
Oh, I know, with them. We would have come yesterday and started in the afternoon and had all 2 days, but you had the funeral and the ball game.
So all in all, I'm certainly thankful for those that have been present. I was hoping that a lot more.
I guess some other folks will be arriving, but we might as well start now.
Ruthie. Might air it over the CB that we're beginning again. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to
go all along the hunting this afternoon? All along the Saxe route, the Mana Ublak or the Kaput land claims Selmanakun, Umuna, Kanuk, Ilip Signon, Isumato Magan, Naka. Nakognerik kangun nakasukun tasama iluigi kapsigun ukaget koyumap lugwa ilipsignon uko kukuyuk tongurt sok padigo payak Native Claim Settlement Act atuto rokun kangen simarokun nunakun naka angunira kapsigun nagaka 1991 kun itokun naka sawan timik temo kakakto digun tamat kununa Sungus nalingi sigun isumati kagnego na ka kanu to dilanga ilip nunle kanuk isumato magan wa tusasu kuting ko kukuyuk tongrut lisaref sa ko minyak lugo na ga ka kanuk lugo samasho na kunak tok ilip sinyin tusasu lugo na ka nakuro ninga ilip sinyin tusasu lugo wa kukuyuk diga te nak lugo wa ayu waktu wasi ukakuplu si na ukangnengan so nakugibsing ukakirang naksing aglan wa 3 o'clock pan this afternoon o lagas naktut asi claims act mun tap tumunga tunga kaktogun ukakumanyagawit wa tap tumun nat luglugu inukit lukalokat sukunat lakun tema o lanik pato kaktu yagu tikakumanyalit miyuk.
Speak on your own behalf now?
I just prefer that some of these people make some comments.
About this time. Give me a sheet of paper, please. What I would like to bring up at this time is about the law that was in there. Well, it says that you have to be 1/4 to be a shareholder or something like that. Okay, this problem came this winter during the meeting at Kotzebue Retreat, AFN Retreat, and what I really thought after seeing a lady come from one of the towns down that way, Anchorage area. She was really worried about her children. She was worried about her grandchildren. Well, there's a lot of white people living down in that area, and I think most of them are half-breeds or, you know, these ladies. Okay, what I want to bring up this afternoon, I think, which would be good, is to have a family tree. Well, let's see. Okay, let's make a tree like this. Being a quarter breed, you have no trouble getting to this shareholder thing. Okay, I'm a full-blooded Eskimo, Alfred Wells, okay? My wife, Hannah, she's a full-blooded Eskimo. Okay, my daughter, Gladys, married to White, she's got children. And they're half-breeds. Okay, start from quarter. Now, if my granddaughter get married to White, it'll keep on, you know, going up like this till pretty soon they will be almost white. And you were supposed to be a quarter breed to be a shareholder. And it doesn't look right to us who already have grandchildren. Who are half-breeds, and pretty soon they will be almost to be a full-blooded white, you know. If we can in any way bring this up to people who are traveling around, I think it's going to be hard, just like the rest of the things that we said a while ago. But anyway, bring it up anyway, just like this lady bring it up at that meeting. Okay, my grandchildren, well, my granddaughter, who is already a half-breed, knows me real well. Okay, and then if she have a baby, she'll tell her daughter or son that she's got a full-blooded Eskimo grandpa. See, in this way, even if they go way up here, they would still know that they came from a full-blooded Eskimo. And without shame, I'm sure that they will someday say that my grandpa was a full-blooded Eskimo. And it would be pretty hard to believe, you know, by a lot of people. But they still know that they came from a full-blooded Eskimo. So I think it's good that if we try to have this family tree written down, even starting from your parents, just like starting from Lottie and William, and you know. Because when we were kids, everybody was almost Eskimo, just for a very few people. So I thought maybe this would be important to some of the people. So this is to start off this program. This is just what I said.
But is it your view that whether someone is whether a child is 1/4 blood or 1/8 or 1/16, as long as that child is descended from Eskimo parents and grandparents, mm-hmm. that child should have a share.
That's what I would like to see. I know it's going to be hard to change, I think, but that's what this lady was worried about for her children, not to be shareholders anymore, you know, because of not being anymore a quarter breed or something like that. So this is one of the things that that I should like to see change. I know, I'm sure that it's going to be hard. Tamna kang xilera na xi koti ki kaga wami ubanga ni peng ruwa ni peng lo pa khnu suli ulo ga ni peng lo ni arsi wo panik pu gi yek pa guna ari koti ki likaga na la me mi ki lakat ni huni pirak ta na ari kitun go rangi hafri ya go ngo koti ta ramma tu di chega tamna atira ari koti la arnol atira ni wa xa huni ri Nalau memi ke lakat ning nerone piyumi inyu pem o ngesuli ilang ngakta kasili gicok tematana tu di chat kibut tamara tana nalau memi ke lakat ning toming tana nalau memi pero na pora kasil aglanu wa tamat ko anga yukang isa ukotik pating tana tata wut inyu pem lapak ini na kikisungo kating wukat lanakit What am na law Karanaunis in Milikangi Juminiach Lakto, quarter breed, Panang and shareholder, Nelly Wopakma, Sapir Nyakto, shareholder Nelly, not quarter breed Karan Lupini. That Nalugu Kanoglu Yanik and a sick bottom, Nunaki, Nunaki Muwami, Tana Aglakaruming. Tana tu dicewut, tana nalume sinajari, tima tana tata kami ni inyupe ni nyagir simarut. Tamna olak ni sigilau klu, tana ukoti gilakia. Agnak to dukala kapku, shareholdo walau niksut, nalau merut buhuting ubo shareholdo, tamatko share rating kategi siwating, karakap yalla pera daktuk. Watana kap yalla pek tomik to ka khlunga tamna ilan ne inyung nun ko tigil na sualugu sama resolution le roding ilan ne ulu tilanga ne pik pata ari khelu e fan kunu ne fan kut ari tamu khang silu khakute pak mo pi munya li chataku ilan ne simbi arinya yak parung suwanung ted steven kutamar Pinjaman nalar kami terhami kayak tikso diut bawa kari terhami ni itu, tanah tanah kau tilak.
My name is Lada Pellet. I'm from Selwick. Alfred to Cotigil Lakanga Damna Naku Miniriga, Wangapduk, Tama and Kusami, Lord Miyanik to teach Kahlume. Ilisima Pat Miyatigo, can you paying wrongly, woke? Tata wrongly. Damapduk Dana, one family tree me. Dan nagalorming pongichuming nalormi perulang nehutiktuk tam naptuq uwa isumatig midariga tamatutiche qarlunga tavani naga tavani inipe lechugami nalulla pertu wanga tutichaka mamanga ginipe rai wallortuq tam naptuq uwa tanna tavunga khannoni innerpan dan nitquyumana yakminyeriga Dana shareholder ngurakoting mani mang over the kini peni nyol lakto ngurup tamarat tuti cawuk tamatka teko.
All her comments are reference to what Alfred has just got done saying, and it's all in support of what Alfred has said.
Maybe you could just say that.
All of Lottie's comments were in reference to what Alfred Wells, who spoke just prior to her, they were all in supportive of what Alfred had said. She said that her one of her children is over at Anchorage also, and all her grandchildren are also half-breeds. And she certainly would like to see something like this change, or would be supportive of this kind of change also.
Wa umwa tunga te langut nip li lag langa a inu pete lit ko set nik tema ji so ri nyak sarut na goni kang sip ke nyak sarut these past 3 years ima reji nutati kun te na ikayok tit kayok to mek a si tamat kununa inu pete lit ko set una inu pe ko na inu pe ngu wala khuni full blooded inu pe ngu wala khuni na lo pemim ilut ko sain gidit ko sikha ko nyak mek a si shareholder to ga lo ni ko me tetna share rani tetna sokoti gi birag lugi matumnga nu namo tunnga tilangat kang ek simaj kuming inyu pengu tilani matumnga nu namo tunnga tilani kang ek simaj kuming te mata mat ko share at sukfa gi menyake atang kin log mim ilit ko senik ukunnga share rak share hold to sing migon share rak kanok angalan nak tilanga kang ek senik simaguming na log mim isum matagun inyu pem isum matagun itna isu mati gilgu yu menyaitka tet nak lugu inyu pe dil ko set ni gwa a kang sip ke nya xa ga lok tu dil so ti lugu a kanok e papa ke nyun le inyu le le ka sit nik na ga ka inyu pem o la lu khanik isu mata ni kit na kang sip ma lugu mat ko nu tabut pi yu mat ka ga lok lugu ta mat ko nu na igle go nya xa ro ni ema na lu ngit kip tikut a si tet ni pe pe ko senik il chuge ro kuna na log mi ngu lo khuni mo nga il ali ti yu nyak tok a si angun e lek si tamana khang ek si mago ming tet na ngun e lek si tet na khil khok ti ko malgu is mati gi luit ka agla nu wa inyu pe ngu lo khuni inyu pe pe ngu lo khuni u mo na ta tang ni inyu pe ngu pe tok gi si mago lo khlu inyu pe pe khitun ga gi lo khlu a si pi porak si ma pro ni na log mi mi sum mata ni lak si makani ismat isumataan ki sumatikhan laksima kami ubunga corporation titnun tet nasik inilaktit kup tigo corporation puk angalat chukayak pong uwa tet naklugo tamat kununa ilisimaromik ilipsitnik ilitkosirik kaksitnik asi suli tamane ilisosimalugo tet na Kigovanik Tota is Matigal Lock Lug, Ilisotinak Saka Yumaga Lock Lug, Tamatkuni, you pedal Kusen, Utukananikami, Katichimanak Saga Lock Tut, Ilisotit Kupluk Makonutat, in you pedal Kusenik. I see Kangik Simalugun, along me young Ugalorami, called a breed Mugalorami, 1 8 Mugalorami, in you pay Pangutilani, in you pay Milit Kusay, Ilisimalugu, Tetna, Tuni Yumal Timit Pikarajet Kalokto, Tetna Lugu. Tama neglekot na sa kakput wa important ugalok mek tamat tumuna wa tap tumuna isumati ki kapku una code breed miglo half breed miglo khaksi kapsi te na nalok mi peng ugalok ni inyu pemelot ko se inyu nak si magumi mani te inyu ne lksi kang si magumi angala te ok tumuni nalok mi ugalok mi te matras tak na rek puk aglan we inyu peng ugalok mi inyu pemelot ko se ni naluluni ping me angala chiji ko mi trustal guna kayai chu nak paluk tok tet nak lugu lukhagun li smat khup lugu tamanna kang smal lugu ogi kamik wa smat kalgu smat kalgu nai chok tet na inilanik smal lok tok glan li so to digi lugu piruk sa gi put tet na tok glan tet na family tree una li smal rak sa ga tamni li so to tiksat ilagi gat ilagi ch tet na li so to tin lugu cha kingu wa rek kar sit nyon tet na sumik ngak to ti langat agli ti yu menyak pan agli ti lu kisuni kata ta kak ti lang ni kitna tamanna kanutun tetna ichu menyak pan sumik ngak to ti lang kang eksimal gulu asi inna jagat na ku galok tok tamna aglan kang eksimanat luk to ko bo inyu family ku sai manna ilu kanan kang eksinyak to ngu galok tok
Mr. Nolan, I said.
Sounded good.
I don't know whether you've heard about the Inupe de los Cosets program. It's something that Reggie and I as a elders coordinator and Reggie as a youth coordinator have been working in for the past 3 years, and we've gotten all the villages set up where there's a group of elders in the communities. And what those elders were supposed to do is be recognized by the community, whereas if they need to understand any portion of the past culture, that they would go directly to those elders to question them or to use them as instructors. And by this, it wouldn't matter whether you're quarter breed or half breed or whatever. You would know your descendant, and you would know the very fact of how these people lived before, and you would know exactly how their thoughts and minds work, and therefore you would be fully entrusted by them to run a corporation. Whereas even if you were a full-blooded Inupiat and were trained and were raised up down in California or wherever, and know exactly how the shares work, and your thinking would be a white man's thinking, and I'm sure that if you were of that sort and you were hired by the corporation to run the corporation, then you would not be fully entrusted by the people themselves, or you would not have the complete trust of the people themselves to run that corporation. There would be some mixed feelings about your position. That's the reason why we were trying to coordinate the elders' council within our villages to teach and instruct in Inupiat Elders' Crusade.
Thank you.
Kinya sulite nip lek kelokpa wa sasak pudik lek tok sumik nipik sakakopsi land claims kun itau kun sumik so nagunak tok sumati gupku nagaka so kang silya persimation apek suti gisukupku kang silya aukupku wa ki menyauk nangat.
Well, the question is about allotments. You had allotments in Alaska. Native people could apply for allotments anytime after 1906. So allotments were around for a long time. But you had to file with the BIA, and for many years the only BIA office was in Juneau. So until the 1960s, there were only about 1,000 allotments in Alaska. People just used the land. They didn't feel they had to go out and apply for allotments. But in the late 60s, it became apparent that when a land claim settlement was passed, allotments would come to an end. That is, there would be no more allotments after land claims was passed. Yeah, December 18th, 1971. So a lot of people did try to apply before the land claims was finally passed in December 18th, 1971. And I think there were about 9,000 applications, and some of those are still being processed after 13 years, and people still haven't gotten their allotments. But that was the last day for filing, December 18th, 1971. We've got about an hour or so. Maybe if you like, we could have Mary go around with the microphone to some of the people here that haven't come down to the table. And if you've got any thoughts, you could just give them to us from your seat.
Puminga land claim makakaptu ko tidakayatigut 6 feet yuk, under 6 feet. It's not our land. The land is ours on top, just the 6 feet deep. Dam na dok, sam na suwada, ata sam na 6 feet. Alinyanga pigin na pisigo kanoklugo.
Well, in Nana, the the Nana Corporations owns the surface and the subsurface, so I think that in Nana you only
this is in reference to the allotment.
In allotments, it depends on what it says, but in some of them, the federal government reserved the coal and some of the minerals. So it depends on what your allotment certificate says, but in some of them, the federal government said, well, you can have the land, but we will keep the minerals. It depends on what the allotment certificate says, and it depends on what the law said at the time you got it. That's a complicated subject, but I think you're right in saying that not all the allotment holders own all the resources beneath the land. I don't think I can be more precise than that.
The federal government una titami achurom tetna pigidariga so tsama atani man ame itna tamna nunan nakta ha kamnuk manin yarwi yarlu naka samungan nibaga yarlu taptumnga nunan nele nuk asi loni pikaktuk mining claim maka lapluni tet and talk imnya main no lu na mani kalu isumati gup ku tet na mining claims makununga tet na pekat lapluni ting tamna glan talk te mani deadline na kahoni sumik mani nyar bik samik isumat kaomi inyuk alat mana tasi mako sunar wirat angunar wirat mako Pikutigip lugu calatman ini lakorok iman temak ngakangaglan 1906 mo ipal lukalok aglan ubuk ilisimare jugo nagoni mana patiset jugo nunangun arbi kapuk tetna kali kami gu mga pikutig kalle jugo temak ngakanga asi uba Claims Act Native Claims Act una olang ni sila taksit matung tap tuma ilagiga tetna alat manik tetna nyuk Acok tu triku menyayat juga, tamna kange nik pun, tamna jagi kat. Asik, tetna ilog aksi suk nak nik man. Tep tu mana irnyak su tigip lugu, inyuk apply yang acok, apply kup lugu, ingi lati gigat, kau klerik kapta. Nunan nak si mej kubu, jalat man miki mi si mej kubu, imi nya sah kup lutin tamna kange kalok naku, tikit kalok naku. Asik, tema deadline nak kahuni suli tamna. Asi tap kunani deadline nami temai mi matong ikut alat mai cuk nak paluk turin tet nak lugu asi tet na alat mantigun pit kalau ni uwan uwa uma okagel lak tek sakanga alat mantigun nipling nipligu una pilikapku nanam regional corporation nunota kangalu atalu pigigat angalatkat angalatarigat village corporation uma Piksak tarik kengali, kanga sukun ten angalat lagalora, aglan sukun wani piksak tarik kengani regionam, tetna tap talk pigiga, atan nexut laga, asih tetna lugu regional corporation kuna, tetna kangik silja perlu pirak tarik kapku, wa tamana land claims act sharean tuninya kapku, nunavinyak tasama sharean tap tuma pit kota, tetna tuninya begini na. Teknya nuna banyak tap tumuna di tengah tu naksiya it norangit kalau hotin kali kak tamna share rakau tu tinggikan 200 shares nanat kut ni tu ninya kapko tek nap dok teman nuna banyak ada naksiutin nuna kun tek na lusernya mungkin tamat tumuna wa ada di kalha isumati gilgu juga inyum tek na tu naksiya silha uba kangik sitku kalau lugu ulukanan 1991 nuna Look up Sinon, Kang exit Koglu, Ismok Nalok, Kang Ximen Yopku, Kang Xilugu Pilugu, Kitun Raksin, Naka to the Chefs, Rixu Dilu, so Dilu, Liso Dilu, Pitkuyu Matakalok Lu, Kang Xipka, Kugalok.
Some of the things like mineral or whatever is underneath. When it is taken out and sold, just a part of it goes to Nana Corporation. because the rest of it has to be, in the law it states that it has to be divided among other regional corporations, about 70%, and we get only about 30%, whatever comes out from subsurface. Tana o ta khrop lugu atlanun tana sibun naksimaruk uwami 30% wo lipiluta taramas sumik pakin nerbsi tana ahe 70% tema atlanun corporation nun tana o ta oti luli tamna 70% ngurangai na tana lo khaktu tema sulite cho those other corporations, if they find something, you know, that's what they do too. We get portion of what they get off from the land. So that's why most of us have the subsurface. We can be given subsurface. We have the surface rights for our land claims in Nana region.
Suli
tara
tatna
ito suli.
Subsurface.
And the surface is ours.
So on the subsurface, Nana or who would, BLM?
No, BLM has nothing to do with that. After whatever comes out is divided among other regional corporations. And whatever they get out themselves to, or the people that make money from timber, you know, those Southeastern people, the same thing. They can divide whatever they get off about what profit they make to other.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you explained that, Mr. Wells. Well, we have a.
Acceptil which car, in which a posa allowed neck. I see, in which a posa allowed neck,